Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mia and Archer with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Qantas flight QF1908 from Canberra to Brisbane made a priority landing due to a potential issue with its braking system shortly after departure. The aircraft landed safely at Brisbane Airport on the longest runway without incident. Passengers disembarked normally and the emergency vehicles were in standby as a precautionary measure. Conservational groups say that a fire has been burning in an underground Queensland coal mine since Saturday and is already being labelled as an environmental disaster. The fire poses as a risk to workers as it contains methane gas, affecting community health and the climate. The mine was evacuated on Saturday and the company said no workers were harmed. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has criticised Peter Dutton for hypocrisy regarding NATO meeting attendance. Albanese defended the Deputy PM Richard Marles, stating it exceeded prior coalition practices. He highlighted Dutton's past criticism of travel, underscoring his consistent approach to decision-making.
Legislation has passed through Parliament today to simplify the processing of veterans' entitlements. The legislation was introduced as part of interim findings by the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide and would not affect current payments. The federal Labor government has already carved out $222 million for the application of these changes. In international news, at a fundraiser in McLean, Virginia, President Joe Biden acknowledged his recent debate performance was impacted by extensive foreign travel in June, including his trip to France for the D-Day anniversary. He admitted to not heeding his staff's advice and expressed regret for nearly dozing off on stage. Despite apologizing for his performance, Biden emphasized the election's critical importance. For your weather today, Brisbane is grey and drizzly. It is currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.